We bring in Eric the hat trick now. Eric, certainly not the circumstances we wanted to be starting today with, but Dale Hawerchuk has passed away. An incredible career, and it seems from all accounts an incredible man. Just a couple thoughts on Dale Hawerchuk.
Yeah, well, I actually knew Dale pretty well because when he was elected in the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2001 as a player, that was the year that I got in the writers category. So we spent a lot of that weekend together. But obviously, you know, with him having most of the really important part of his career with the Winnipeg Jets in the old Smythe Division days, we'd see the Jets eight times a year and you know, got to know him very well. And you're 100% right. Like, just a really, really good person. Someone that you could, you know, call up and just, you know, have a hockey conversation and have a life conversation. Great values, really good family man, loved the game of hockey. Was, I think, like, really, really underrated. I mean, the problem with being a center in the era in which he played is that that was also the time of Wayne Gretzky, and it was the time of Marc Messier, and then, you know, fairly soon afterwards, Mario Lemieux came into the league, too. So, you know, so the people like Dale Hawerchuk, like Ron Francis, even like Steve Yzerman, you know, it's hard to make an all-star team when, you know, when Wayne Gretzky's scoring 200 points a year. And I think what complicated matters, too, for Winnipeg in that time was that Edmonton was in that dynasty period where they were sensational. Calgary was improving and getting a lot better. And I've said this multiple times. I thought that the three of the five best teams in the NHL for a long period of time were all in the same division. It was Edmonton, Calgary, and Winnipeg. I put Edmonton first, Calgary third, Winnipeg fifth. But Winnipeg, the way the playoff format was, we're constantly running into one of those teams in the first round. And once in a while, you know, they never beat Edmonton, but they did take out Calgary a couple of times. But it was a really long, challenging path, and one that they were never able to forge. And I think that was always the one thing that sort of stuck with Dale, was that, you know, that probably the greater hockey world didn't have an appreciation for how good that team was and how well they played at home. You know, everybody talks about the portrait of the Queen in that arena. You know, the ice was as good in Winnipeg as it was in Edmonton all those years when people were raving about the ice at Northlands. They were a skating team. They were a hard team to play against. They were fun to watch. You know, they were fun to watch. And he was just an extremely skilled guy, more playmaker than scorer, but could do all those things. And, you know, one of the real legends of the game. And as you say, you know, like, you know, 57, it's just, you know, it's just too young. So,
yeah, it's heartbreaking news today. You look at some of the numbers, and his last year in junior, 183 points in 72 games. I don't know if I've seen many 2 point per game guys. Like, that's unbelievable. Some of the, and just on throughout the NHL, 50 goal scorer, scored 40 basically every year he was in Winnipeg. Just an incredible career, as you mentioned.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, like, he was one of those really kind of complete players. And I think, you know, like, you know, when I think about, you know, Jerome McGinley's career, you know, he's going in the Hall of Fame this year. And when he was reflecting back on it, you know, he had a lot of success in the NHL too, never won a championship. And players like that, I think, took solace from their performance internationally. And so, you know, and, you know, generation, you know, people of a certain age, my age, you know, remember that when Canada won the Canada Cup in 1987, you know, that was Dale Hawerchuk there, you know, taking the draw, you know, that led to the winning goal in that deciding game. And I think a lot of people believe that series might have been, you know, the greatest series, you know, internationally that's ever been, because the Russians were so good there, and, you know, 3-6-5 games. And, like, he was a critical, important piece of maybe one of the, you know, the best Canadian teams ever put together in best-on-best competition. So, I think a lot, you know, in Winnipeg, I mean, he was just an icon. So what Jerome McGinley, what Lanny McDonald is to Calgary, that's Dale Hawerchuk to Winnipeg. He's just associated with the team. And then, of course, you know, when they drafted Mark Scheifele, and then that was right at the time when the franchise was moving from Atlanta to Winnipeg, their first ever pick, Mark Scheifele, Barry Colts, you know, Central Scouting had him lower than that. A lot of people, you know, looked and said, Mark Scheifele, really? And it was, you know, and then you dug a little bit deeper in the story, and it was because, well, you know, Dale Hawerchuk is his coach, and they did their due diligence, and Hawerchuk said, this guy is going to be special. And, you know, it's worth investing even, you know, I think the seventh overall pick in him, even though most people around the league wondered about that. And it's proven to be 100% true. And if you watch the way Scheifele plays, you know, there's echoes of Dale Hawerchuk. in the way that he carries himself. And I think that, the Chifley will be somebody that I think we want to hear from today about the influences that Dale had on his life. But lots of people that went through that junior organization that went on to have NHL careers will I think pay respect to the influence that Dale had. Like I said, just a really good person, At the end of the day, that's the thing that matters most to me. Like, lots of great hockey players, the ones that are that and carry themselves with class and dignity and professionalism, friendship. Those are the things that matter in life, right? And when life comes to an end, those are the things I think that the people around him will remember.